This sermon is titled, Good Success. Be enriched as you listen.
All right. This morning, I just want to spend some time sharing a simple word, more to bring encouragement to our hearts this morning, and also to address perhaps an area that many of us as believers have questions, or maybe we are a little doubtful about, and that is about good success. Good success. So why is that a problem? Because sometimes we as believers, we are not really sure if God really wants us to succeed. You know, is being successful a contradiction to my faith? Is it in opposition to my faith and my walk with God? Where should I position myself on this? Is it right to desire to be successful? Or is that against faith, against my faith? Is it right even to be motivated to be successful? Because obviously, if you want to be successful, you've got to have the motivation. You've got to have the drive. You can't show up. I mean, if you're a business owner, you can't run a business and say, well, it's okay if I don't make money. Well, you'll be out of business soon. Or for that matter, in anything we do in life, you've got to have that motivation. Whatever. And so the big question is having that motivation to succeed, is it godly? Is it ungodly? Is it right? Is it wrong? So many of us as believers, we kind of struggle with that. We're not clear. We're not sure. And so we're kind of in that in-between. I don't know. I'm not sure. Please. And then if we have time, I'll also address this. Sometimes we have the wrong notion that God causes me to fail in order to teach me a lesson. That's, again, a wrong notion many believers carry. You know, God made me fail to teach me a lesson. I mean, we'll talk about that a little later. So hopefully we'll address these three things from a biblical perspective. You know, what should we really understand? What should we really be clear about inside us concerning good success? So the first thing we want to establish is that God desires for our good success. God desires. He's better than an earthly parent. I mean, can we find a parent in this whole wide world who would speak of their son or daughter and say, I want you to fail? I don't think so. You wouldn't find a parent like that. How much more our Heavenly Father, that He really desires for each one of us, His children, to have good success. And whatever you're doing, if you're a student, for you, good success means do well in your studies. If you're a professional, it means you do well in your work. If you're a business owner, whatever you're doing, that you do well. God desires that. And there are many scriptures that we can go through. We're going to just point us to maybe three passages to establish this, that God actually desires for our good success. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, please, to begin with. Joshua chapter 1. Now, God is speaking to Joshua, who's about to step into a huge assignment for his life. Moses has passed on. This huge assignment before him. What's he going to do? What's God going to tell him at this moment in his life? This is what God says. Joshua 1 verse 8. He tells Joshua, this book of the law will not depart from your mouth, but you meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now, Joshua's context, of course, is his responsibility was to lead the people. Your responsibility may be something else. Your assignment may be something else. Maybe you've been given a project. You've been assigned to lead a project. Maybe you've given a task. For us in ministry, you know, we've got ministry to do. So we're all, you know, different things. But the same God who spoke to Joshua, if you showed up in front of God and said, God, do you have something to tell me? I've got an assignment. What do you want to tell me, God? And God said, this book of the law will not depart out of your mouth. But you meditate in it day and night. And you observe to do according to all that's written in it. And you will make your way prosperous. And you will have good. I believe he'll say the same thing to you and me today. Nothing different. So let's look at it a little closer. He's saying, look, my word. You keep it in your mouth, keep it in your heart. You know, you talk about it. So don't let it get out of your mouth. You talk about it. You meditate in it. And obey it. Observe to do. So you obey my word. You meditate in my word. You obey my word. Live by my word. By my words. And God says, look, if you just live by my word, I'm guaranteeing you something. You will. And that's strong. Because he says that twice. He didn't say there's a 50% chance you'll succeed. Maybe 75? No. You will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. That's what he said. So there's a guarantee there. You live by my word. Keep my word in your mouth. Keep it in your heart. You meditate in it. Be careful to follow my word. And Joshua, I'm telling you, you will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. And it's very interesting to look into that word prosperous, having good success. To prosper there is to advance. It's to make progress. It has the idea of even being profitable. I mean, whatever your context is, you will be prosperous. You will advance, you will grow, you'll increase, you'll be profitable. And have good success, that phrase carries with it the meaning, the idea of receiving prudence and wisdom to make the right choices, decisions. So when he says you will have good success, included in that is that you will have the prudence and the wisdom to succeed, to do well. This sounds so much like Psalm 1 verse 3. And let's talk about the man who fears God. He says he meditates in his word day and night. And he will be like a tree planted by rivers of water. It brings forth its fruit in its season. His leaf will not wither. And whatever he does will prosper. Sounds so much like that. Are you with me? So God desires for you, for me, to prosper, to succeed in what we are doing. And it's connected to his word. It's connected to us receiving his word and living by that word. We commit ourselves to his word. And he says, listen, you will prosper. You will have good success. That means in that equation, there is no other factor. You know, he didn't say, well, if the conditions are right, you'll succeed. If you have a good start, you'll succeed. No. My word, that's what you need. It's a guarantee. You will have good success. Let's look at another passage. This is in Psalm 35 and verse 27. Again, like I said, you know, we're just looking at a few. There are many more. Psalm 35, verse 27. The psalmist writes, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Think about that. The Bible is telling us, you know, shout for joy, who favor my righteous cause. Say continually. Don't just say it now and then. This is a statement you can make all the time. What is it? It says, the Lord, let him be magnified, because he has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So God is pleased to see you prosper. God delights. He's happy. You know, some of us as Christians, as believers, you're not really sure. If I prosper, you think God's going to get a little upset? If I do well, if I succeed, maybe God's not too happy about it. No, God is pleased with the prosperity of his servant. Now that word prosperity, it's actually the Hebrew word shalom. And in this particular verse, it's translated prosperity, but it's just the word shalom. And we all love shalom. So shalom is a big word. It includes many things. Prosperity is just one of it. It simply means total well-being. So it says, God is pleased with you having shalom, total well-being. Now, part of it will be, have good success, prosper, do well, have peace, have good relationships. That's shalom. And God has pleasure in the shalom of his people, or in his people having shalom. God is pleased with that. So let it settle in your heart and mind. God is for you. He wants you to have shalom. He wants you to have good success. He wants you to do well. One more verse. Isaiah 48, verses 17 and 18. Isaiah 48, verse 17. Now God is speaking to all his people. Joshua, he was speaking to, you know, particularly to Joshua. And yes, it's applicable to us. It reveals the heart of God. Psalm 35, David's making that general statement. Isaiah 48, 17 and 18, God is speaking to his people. He says, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Think about it. He's talking to his people. He says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to go bankrupt. That's a joke. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit or prosper. That means, in the journey of life, he says, I teach you the way you should go. That means in the decisions you make, in the choices you make, in the journey you have to take, I'm involved, I'm there for you, and I will teach you how to profit. And the word profit means to ascend, to grow, to increase, to rise up higher. I'll teach you how to do that. And I'll lead you in the way you should go. He said that to his people. I'll be involved with you, and I'll teach you how to profit, how to rise up higher, how to ascend, how to increase, how to grow. I'll teach you how to do that. And I'll lead you by the way you should go. And look at next verse. Regretfully, sadly, you know, God's people were not paying attention to him. And so it says, oh, that you just listen to my commandments. It's so much like Joshua 1:8. No, you listen to my words. Listen to my word. So he's, you know, oh, that you had listened to my commandments. Because what would have happened? You would have peace like a river. That word peace again, shalom. Like we said, sometimes it's translated prosperity, sometimes it's translated health, sometimes it's translated well-being. He says, your peace, your shalom, your total well-being, your shalom would have been like a river. Some of us, we're happy with just a trickle, Lord, a trickle of shalom. That's enough. But he's saying, look, I'll make it like a river. Just overflowing in your life. That you got to pay attention to my commandments, my word. So, this again establishes, you know, that God desires our good success. Never have even an iota of doubt in your mind that God wants you to succeed. Whatever your assignment, you know, if you're a student, God wants you to do well. You're working, God wants you to do well. You're running your business, God wants you to do well. You're pastoring, you're ministering, God wants you to do well. Don't have any doubt that God wants you to have good success. And he will teach us. His word will give us that prudence, that wisdom we need to prosper and to have good success. So that brings us to the next point that I want to emphasize. And we as believers struggle. Desiring good success is not wrong. So that's the big challenge. You know, if I'm motivated to succeed, motivated to make profit, motivated to excel, motivated, you know, to see the church grow and the ministry grow, motivated to reach more people, is that motivation okay or not? That's a doubt many of us have. And we don't speak it many times, but in the back of our minds, you know, is it okay to be motivated? I want us to understand that the capacity for motivation is God-given. God designed us like that. People who are motivated. And that motivation for good success is godly. It's not wrong. The motivation to see the church grow, the motivation to reach more people, the motivation to, you know, do well. It's not wrong. In fact, it's aligned to the promise of God. So imagine if Joshua responded like this. God, I know you've put me in charge of this, but it's okay if I don't make it. God will say, hurry up and say, Josh, I need to find somebody else. I put you in charge because I want you to succeed. I want to get this assignment done. We've got to get the people into the promised land. That means you've got to be driven, is another word. You've got to have that passion in you. That's another word. You've got to be highly motivated to make sure you get them in. You can't be there saying, it's okay if I don't get them in. Sorry. We've got to get them in. This is my promise. So, for all of us, we've got to have that godly, we have to have that motivation. And having that motivation is not wrong because you're aligning to the promise of God, which is, I'll make sure you will prosper and you'll have good success. I'll make sure that you profit. So you're just aligning your motivation to what God has promised. And how does that translate into practical, what we do in practice? And so we'll just break it down into these four statements. Sometimes it's good to be explicit. And hopefully these will be four explicit actions that we take that express, you know, our understanding that God desires our good success and that desiring good success is not wrong. So what do? Number one, we envision good success. See yourself successful. So when I stand here as a pastor, I'm not envisioning empty chairs. I mean, imagine if as a pastor, I said, God, today even if two people come, it's fine, God. No. I said, God, bring people in. God, we want more people to come. We want us to reach the city. So I'm not envisioning empty chairs. I'm envisioning packed halls. Amen. Right? So envision the promise of God. And God had to deal with Abraham, for instance. Abraham was getting a little discouraged after 15 years of not having seen the promise. And God says, Abraham, get up at night. Now he woke him up at night, disturbed his sleep. He said, come out of your tent. Look up into the sky. Abraham, what do you see? And, you know, in that Middle Eastern sky, clear sky, it's all these stars shining. Say, Abraham, that's how many your descendants are going to be. Photograph in his mind. All the stars saying, hello, Father Abraham. He took a photo. God said, that's how many my descendants will be. And then God gave him another picture. He said, Abraham, like the sand on the seashore. That's what I'm talking about. Sand on the seashore. In other words, he's translating his promise into a visual. Can you imagine sand on the seashore? Yes. That's what I'm talking about, Abraham. That's how many your descendants are going to be. Another visual. So every time Abraham doubted, he could see the night sky or he could see the sand on the seashore. That's what I said to you, Abraham. He was able to envision the promise of God. So envision the promise of God in your life in relation to good success. Envision yourself being a success. Envision you being that tree planted by rivers of water, that you put out your leaf in its season and you bring forth your fruit in its season. Your leaf doesn't wither. Whatever you do, prospers. Envision the promise of God being fulfilled. And it's godly. Who created your imagination, God or the devil? I'm not asking how we use your imagination. Sometimes we use our imagination like the devil. That's bad. I'm asking who created our imagination? God. So is it wrong to use your imagination? No. God created it. Use it. And what are you imagining? You're imagining, you're envisioning the promise of God fulfilled in your life, that you become according to what God has spoken. If God said that whatever you do will prosper, envision that. If God said you will prosper and have good success, envision it. If God said he will teach you how to profit, envision it. If God said he's pleased with your prosperity, envision it. You're not sinning against God. You're using what God has given you. Why would you want to envision failure? Why would you want to envision you not accomplishing anything? That's a sign of unbelief. But if you believe the word of God, you will envision the word of God. Look what God said in Proverbs 4, verse 20 and 21. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from before your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. What did he say? Don't let them depart from before your eyes. What does that mean? Does that mean you're going to hold your Bible up in front and just, God told me not to let his word depart? That's not what he means. He means that in the eye, in your mind's eye is always envisioning that word. His word is there in front of your mind's eye. Do not let them depart from before your eyes. So you're envisioning. This is what God said. So when there are contrary circumstances, contrary situations, negative evidence, or bad reports, all kinds of things, His word must be before your eyes. See His promise. Amen? So envision His promise for your life. How do we do this? Secondly, pray for good success. Pray for good success. There's nothing wrong in saying, God, help me to do well in my exam. Help me to do well in the interview. Help me to do well in this project. Help me to do well in this assignment. Help me to, you know, meet my goals and my targets and exceed that. There's nothing wrong in praying for success. Here's an example of a man who did that. Eliezer, in Genesis 24, verse 12, Abraham had given him an assignment. He said, Eliezer, I want you to go back to the home country, our home country. I want you to find a bride for Isaac. Assignment. What did he pray? As he begins on his assignment, he says, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. So please give me success this day. Lord, give me success. Help me to be successful. Help me to get the job done. And we can see as you read Genesis 24, how God answered his prayer. That he actually arranged so many details in order to answer that prayer. Please give me success, God. I've got to do this for Abraham. God answered that prayer. And I don't know what assignment you may be given. Maybe your manager calls you, come, I want you to start 20 churches this year. There's one person who's been given that assignment. We're going to start 20 churches this year. Oh God, please give me success. I don't know what your assignment is. Whatever assignment is given, oh God, give me success in this assignment. Eliezer prayed. Your assignment may be different, but you can pray the same prayer or a similar prayer. Give me success in this assignment. And God was faithful. He did it. A third way we can express that we are aligned to God is ask God for wisdom for good success. In Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 10 says, if the axe is dull and you don't sharpen the edge, then you have to use more strength. But wisdom brings success. So let's say you've tried. You're trying again. You've tried again and you're not succeeding. Maybe go back and say, God, I need some wisdom here. I need wisdom here. How can I succeed? Don't come to the conclusion that God is making you fail. No. Wisdom brings success. Maybe the reason you're not seeing success yet is, hey, you're missing out on an essential ingredient, wisdom. So go back. God, give me the wisdom I need to succeed. Because wisdom brings success. And God is the giver of wisdom. He can give you the idea. He can give you the strategy of whatever He needs. He can give it to you. But we pray, God, I tried. It didn't work. But what am I missing? God, give me the wisdom I need. Because wisdom brings success. So ask for wisdom. And we know in the New Testament, the New James encourages us. He says, you know, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God. Ask Him. And the last one, how we express this, our attitude towards good success is we work towards good success. And I'm just pointing to Nehemiah as an example. You know, Nehemiah had been given an assignment. Now, no angel came and told Nehemiah to do this. It was something that stirred up in his heart. He had been reading, I don't know, Deccan Herald, Times of India, Hindu, I don't know what he was reading. But he was reading the daily news, and the news kept saying, the walls of the city of Jerusalem have been broken down. Nehemiah was out there in Shushan. And he kept reading this news. And he just got stirred. He said, you know, I've got to do something. The walls of my home city, they're broken down. No angel came to Nehemiah and said, Nehemiah, thou man of God, God has called thee. No, he was just stirred. He couldn't take it that the walls of the city of Jerusalem were broken. And he was just stirred. And he was so moved. I have to do something about it. What is it that's stirring you? It's maybe different from people around you. That's okay. And so, he's praying about it. God, I got to do something. And then God begins to orchestrate things beautifully. The king says, Nehemiah, I'm giving you leave. I'm giving you permission. I'm giving you, soldiers to escort you. I'm even giving you the provision of all the wood and whatever you need to get the job done. Go. So Nehemiah comes all the way to Jerusalem, does his survey. He's about to start the work, and then there is opposition. What does he do? He and the people with him, Nehemiah 2:20, they say, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. So we, his servants, will arise and build. Ah, look at that determination. They were so confident. God will prosper us, so we will get to work. Amen? So, you work pursuing good success. You work not expecting to fail. You work expecting to have good success. That's Nehemiah. He said, God will give us good success. We will work. There was opposition, all of that. Yeah. It wasn't easy, yeah. But we'll work because God will give us good success. God will prosper us. So I want you to think about this. So hopefully this morning, there'll be a shift in three areas in our hearts and minds. First, to be convinced that God desires our good success. God wants you to succeed. That, like we said, there is no earthly parent who would want their son or daughter to fail. How much more our Heavenly Father will want us to succeed. Simple. Second, that we will recognize that our desire to succeed, to have good success, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. You are aligning to God's promises when you have that motivation. Say, God, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to envision success. I'm going to pray for success. I ask for wisdom that you'll give to me to have good success. And God, I'll work for it. I'm not asking for a handout. I'm not asking, I'm not going to be lazy. I'll work for it. But I'll do it knowing that the God of heaven will prosper me. The God of heaven will give me good success. And lastly, this notion that, and again, but just think about this. Sometimes we have this notion. God made me fail to teach me a lesson. Can you give me a chapter and verse for that? No. You just made it up. Why would the God who said, I'm giving you my word, follow my word, and you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success, just make you fail? Now, we may fail because of our disobedience. We may fail because of our lack of putting work. But it's not like God made you fail. So we need to dislodge that wrong notion from our minds, because it's not biblical. We just made it up. Because God said, I'll give you my word, and you will make your way prosperous and have good success. Now, I understand the condition. We understand the condition. You got to follow my word. And that's where we maybe miss it and we mess up. But if you and I follow his word, God's not going to just make you fail in order to teach you a lesson. He's already teaching you by his word, by his spirit. He's teaching you and me through the counsel of godly people. He's teaching you and me. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for teaching, for correction, for conviction, for instruction in righteousness. How does God teach us? How does he correct us? How does he instruct us? How does he convince us? By his word. Are you listening? So sometimes we need to dislodge some of these wrong notions we've carried in our minds, because they're not biblical. Amen? So, worship team, please come. But one thing we must do, we must keep our motivation for good success. We need to keep it godly. Now, this is the danger. This is sometimes where we miss it. Because we begin right, and then as we get busy with life, we say, God, I'll see you a little later. And we get so caught up with our success. We get caught up with our own things. We must be careful of that. So how do we keep our motivation for good success? How do we keep it godly? I'll just point us to one scripture. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, he said, whatever you do, whether you eat or you drink, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Do it all to the glory of God. Say, Lord, I want to succeed in my studies. I want you to be glorified. God, I want to succeed in this project. I want you to be glorified. God, I want to succeed in business. I want you to be glorified. God, I want to be successful as a pastor, as a preacher, as a minister of God. I want you to be glorified. Whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. And if we can be in that posture, we'll be able to keep our motivation for our good success. Keep it godly. Amen? So, this morning, as we take a few moments to pray. Now, if you walked in this morning and maybe you came in and you've gone through a time of failure in your life, may you be encouraged this morning that failure is not the end. The failure is not the destination. There is a God in heaven who can cause us to have good success. So don't get discouraged. Be encouraged in your heart. God will prosper my life. God will prosper my life. Maybe you came in this morning, you're not sure. Will you be successful? You know, maybe you've taken up a new job and you're getting started and you know, you're a little nervous. Will I be able to succeed? Will I be able to do what I'm expected to do? Be encouraged this morning that God is on your side. He will give you good success. You pray, you ask him for wisdom, You work hard. Do what you have to do. Those of us in the ministry, let there be no doubt in our hearts and minds that God will cause us to be fruitful in the ministries He's given us. We will work faithfully. We will serve Him faithfully, knowing that He will cause us to bear fruit in its season. He will cause us to be fruitful. Let the fear of failure, the fear of not being able to make it, let that fear be removed from our lives. Let us understand that the God of heaven, He is pleased in the prosperity, in the shalom of His people. He's pleased with that. My Father, even this morning, as we've released your word, make that word good in each of our lives. In each of our lives. That this is not just a sermon we've heard this morning, not just a message we've heard, but we've received God's holy word, which is alive and full of power, which works in our lives. That even as we go from this place, the word that we have received will work in our lives, causing good success in all that we do. That in the assignments before us, we will envision success, we will pray for success, we will ask wisdom for success, and we will work for good success, and we will see it happen. Reach of our lives. And may our lives, Father, give you glory. May our lives bring you glory. As people see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Let's rise to our feet, please, if we can, and we're going to just worship for a few moments. Amen, amen, amen. You know, the psalmist said in Psalm 40, verses 1, 2, and 3, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined his ear unto me. And he heard my cry. He brought me out of a horrible pit, or a miry pit. He brought me out of a horrible pit, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my ways. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise to my God, and many will see it and give praise. Is anyone here this morning? Maybe you find yourself in that horrible pit. Things have happened in life. Maybe you lost your job, lost money. Whatever, you find yourself in that horrible pit. You don't think you can come out of it. I want to assure you, there's a God in heaven. There's a God in heaven who can bring us out of this horrible pit. When it seems impossible, the God of heaven can give you success. The God of heaven can turn things around. Just journey believing that God will give you success. He'll do it. He'll bring you out and he'll put your feet upon the rock, and he will establish your goings, and he will so beautify your life. He will so put a new song in your mouth. People will see and they'll give thanks to God. So be encouraged today. Be encouraged today. God can cause you to prosper. God can cause you to have good success. And he'll do it. He'll do it. Before we close, we just want to give an opportunity to any person here. You've never received the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, and Jesus put it like this. He said, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul? And while we know that God wants to prosper us and all that, the reality is there's something bigger and greater. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? Where will you spend eternity? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We need Jesus to step into an eternity with God. It's through Jesus Christ. It's the Lord Jesus who died for our sins on the cross, who was buried, who rose up again, who is alive today, who comes and saves our soul, saves our life. And so it's important for each one of us to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's any person here this morning, you've never made a decision to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've never made a decision to follow Jesus. But this morning you feel in your heart, I want to follow Jesus. Then I'm going to lead us in a simple prayer. And if you've never prayed this prayer before, you're welcome to pray it with me this morning and give your life to Jesus Christ. If you've never done this before and you feel prompted in your heart to do it this morning, please say this with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins. Please come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And help me to follow you and you alone the rest of my life. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you prayed this prayer with me for the very first time this morning, we want to celebrate with you. The Bible tells us there is great rejoicing in heaven, even over one person who turns to God. And if you prayed that prayer with me this morning, we want to celebrate with you. We want to give you a bag that has some free resources. So would you please wave your hand towards me? If you prayed this prayer with me for the very first time, would you wave your hand at me, please? Anyone here this morning? Anyone here this morning? All right, I see one hand there. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? You prayed this prayer with me for the very, very first time. Would you wave your hand at me, please? Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? All right, our greeters will thank you for waving your hand. Our greeters will come to you. They give you a bag. There are some free resources. There's also a card that if you could please write your name and number on that card, hand it back to them. Somebody from the church office will call you and they'll tell you how to use the resources in that bag. They'll also connect you. If you're in Bangalore, they'll also connect you to a small group, a life group that we call so that you can grow in your Christian faith and your journey with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. So we're going to close. I'll just pronounce a benediction. Right after that, we're going to sing our theme song. Sing it with all you've got. Sing it with some fire that we do have a vision. Amen. All right. Let's close. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the sweet, enduring, wisdom-imparting presence of the Holy Spirit continue with each of us always. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's sing.
Thank you for listening. We trust this message was a blessing to you. For more free resources, including sermons, sermon notes, and books, please visit apcwo.org. For information on APC Bible College in Bangalore, visit apcbiblecollege.org. Do remember to download the All People's Church Bangalore app from the Apple or Google Play Store.